You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Guys, thanks for joining me today. And you're going to love this because not only, I mean, if you're a dentist and you own your own practice, one of the things that you're thinking about is, gosh, this is really hard. It is hard trying to figure out, how do I run this business? How do I guide these people? Where is the future of private care dentistry going? And we're going to examine this. And you're going to see, if you guys have ever been a part of the ACT Dental community, you know I have my good friend and our CEO here, Dr. Barrett Straub, who is a practicing dentist in Port Washington, completely fee-for-service environment. Now, he would be the first to tell you that's not easy. He didn't just wake up one day and create that. It's a continuous effort and creating a better practice and better life every day. But Barrett, today we're going to be talking about how leadership is lonely. Let's talk about the why, and then we're going to talk about the how. But you know, you and I were talking about this morning as we were getting ready for this. No one gets you ready for this whole conversation about, you know, being a dental entrepreneur. So from a dentist's perspective, why is leadership so lonely?
Yeah, leadership's super lonely. And you know, if you think about the dental entrepreneur, the role of being a dentist in a private practice dental office, it's unique and unlike any other business leader in the world, in that as a dentist, you are not only the CEO, but you're the manufacturing line. And so there's very few other roles that fit those bills. And so it is lonely when you are responsible for running the business, responsible for thinking smart, thinking strategically, and responsible for producing the revenue. And it sometimes is a very lonely position because there's a lot expected of the dentist leader. You're expected to have all the answers, making decisions every minute of every day at home and at work. And sometimes it feels like you're just responsible for everyone's happiness around you. And yeah, it's lonely and tough.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that in a second, because when you said that this morning, I'm like, that is so true. But think about this. If you're a dentist right now, you probably have some friends that own their own businesses. And what they can do, or they have the ability to do, is probably shut down for a day and say, listen, I'm just going to get this part of my business organized. Or I'm going to sit down with my C-suite of other people that make decisions, and we're going to spend this whole week organizing the business. You have a different business. It's a little bit of a handicap for dentists. You don't have the ability to just close your shop for a little bit and tweak it. You got to be working it in order for it to be making money or being profitable. So, and that's why this is an extra bit of challenge. Now, don't get me wrong. Dentistry is an amazing profession, but you don't have the liberties with your time or sometimes the other decision makers when you own your own practice, right, Barrett?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, dentistry is still very much a cottage industry. The industry and the market's changing in terms of the makeup of the different practices, but still a majority of dental practice are single doctors or small group practices. And that can be lonely in that while you're doing dentistry all day long and while the flow of patients is never ending, you have challenges that come your way and you have problems and business challenges that you need to figure out. And while in a normal business, You can sit down with your leadership team and strategically think through some solutions and implement change. It's hard for a dentist because we don't have the time or luxury necessarily to sit down and figure stuff out because we're doing dentistry all day. And then at the end of the day, we're really tired and we have family obligations and we got to go home and deal with that. And so sometimes it's very easy to see how all dentists have realized these issues that seem to get pushed down the line over time and never get solved. And for a year and 2 years, we keep thinking of the same problem. So dentistry's lonely. And Kirk, you've worked with dentists for like 20 some years, and you've seen these trends of these pain points that people come into coaching and they say, I need help. And, you know, so talk to us about what you see, you know, from the dentists that you've run across that say, Kirk, I need your help. What seem to be some themes?
Yeah, 25 years of doing this in consulting. And you guys know, like, if you're listening, I've had conversations with many of you. You go into dentistry because it's very noble. You love the idea of serving people. You love the idea of working with your hands. You love the idea of helping somebody get healthier from an oral health standpoint. But one of the things that slows you down is when you wake up and you're not living your core values, or you're in an environment. Kid came up to me last week. He's like, and I'm working with another dentist that doesn't have the same core values. Like, how do you make that work? I go, you can't. Like, there's a certain point where it's just going to give, where you, two things are going to happen. It's either not going to work and you're going to part ways, or you're going to give up on your core values and not enjoy it. And then you're starting to work against the grain. One of the most important things that you have to do is you have to experience yourself the way your value system is telling you to go in dentistry. And that's when you wake up. Look, dentistry's hard. It's extra hard for you if you're listening to this and you care about shade, shape, translucency, margin. Like, it's extra hard, but it's extra valuable and extra fulfilling when you wake up and go, this is the way I do it. And just because a patient doesn't want to do the right thing doesn't mean I'm going to do the wrong thing. I'm going to hold to my value system and create an environment. And I'll just tell you, like, it doesn't require a ton. Sometimes it's just a few tweaks in the practice where we got to get the hours right. We got to get the environment right. We got to, you're just doing what you were meant to do. And then little by little, you build this collective confidence as a team. But if you don't move in that direction, you start to experience what's called burnout. And burnout is just a repetitive nature of things where you don't feel like it's going to get any better. And we even have some of our avatar clients that we've named internally like Plateau Pete. And so if you're listening where you're like, I care about my team, I'm a lifelong learner, but it's just not getting better. It seems like every year's, you have to make it better. You have to, or else what you start to do is you start to give up. You start to lose that energy. And we don't want that to happen. And I got to ask you too, because there's a million reasons why I like working with you, Barrick, because number one, you sort all the crazy stuff in my brain, which is like life-changing. But the other thing you do, there's many things you do. One of the things you do is you give words to some deep subjective pains that I have, which is like everybody comes to you and expects you to fix things and like to have the answer. And you said that this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, everybody in my life comes to me and goes, you got to fix this. Like, I got a problem. And that's one thing that dentists deal with a lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when I think about my own perspective, I was involved in organized dentistry as a student and I was always held leadership positions. I came out of dentist school thinking I'm going to be a great leader. Like, I'm just born for this. I'm going to kill it. And what I found out really quickly was I wasn't a great leader. And it's really, really hard. And holding leadership positions is way different than being a leader in a dental practice or a small business, because now you're dealing with real people and real emotions and real life challenges that affect your day-to-day operations of your business. And not only do you have to guide the business, but in a small dental practice where you have 5, 6, 7, 14 people, you're a small family. And the stuff that is called life is there. And we have to be empathetic and understanding and help one another stay focused on what's important and understand that while we are here at work, it's more than work. It's the whole life. And so those are very leadership skills that take time to develop, leadership skills that you don't learn in dental school, leadership skills that are challenging to learn. And how I personally learned them was from other dentists. And so when I think about how I developed those skills, it was really learning in my study clubs, through a lot of my mentors, through my coaching, through ACT Dental. There are people that taught me how to do that. And so the theme that I'm thinking of is like we're presenting some of the challenges of leadership. We want to say to the dentists out there that are kind of feeling this and maybe haven't put words to it, like, we hear you, we're here for you. I, as a practicing dentist, know exactly how private practicing dentists out there are feeling because I'm in your shoes. I've walked those same steps. And so no one else knows other than dentists. And so part of this is, Kirk, I love you. You have a word, a saying you say, by osmosis, we are a sum of the five people that we surround ourselves. So when I think of my history, I'm lucky because I, by accident, surrounded myself with some really amazing people that now I know help shape me. So talk to me about that statement, because I think it's so powerful that, you know, who we are, we can make decisions, but part of it's like, who's around us feeding us information?
Yeah. I mean, you would say to your kids, so, I mean, Sarah and I have four kids. Your kids become the average of the five people they hang around with. And you would ask them, look who you hang around with. Because, you know, if you have a teenager and they get in the wrong car on a Saturday night, it can spell disaster. And by osmosis, they end up on a path they would have never dreamed of. And I think the same applies to adults. So my question to you and to everybody else, or to anyone, is like, even as adults, we got to sit and pause once a year and say, who am I around? And what are they doing to me? Where am I going? Because I got to pick some tough friends. I want to be challenged. I want to be thinking better as an adult. And you know, it's been disrupted by this thing called the pandemic. We don't see our friends anymore. Last Friday I was in, you know, Kansas City. It was great to see dentists hug each other and go, I haven't seen this guy for over a year. We, as human beings, we need other human beings. Now, being lonely as a leader, you might be thinking, well, I got to get another dentist in this practice and get a partner and a couple associates. That's not at all what I'm saying, because with that comes complexity, and you're going to have to hire, you know, probably a couple more team members and add a couple more ops. You don't need to bring in a partner to have community. That's where you could have a coach. You could have a mentor. You could have another dentist who is like, no, dude, don't do that. And that's what we found is hugely valuable. I am not the smartest guy. I'd be working a hot dog stand or something if I didn't have somebody keeping me on the straight and narrow. But it's really cool when you can get around right people and get you thinking in the right direction so you can protect all that stuff in your brain. Here's another thing is that you got to remember, as a dentist, you're dealing with stuff all day long. And you're driven to find answers. You're a fixer. So in between patients, you go to the internet and you're looking at all these valuable sources in dentistry, and all you're seeing are the exceptions to things that are happening in the world, the bad things, what's happening with Medicare, what's happening with, like, you're seeing bad stuff compound. You don't go to the internet and go, hey, look, we got a group of people over here, like, stay focused. Here's something you can proactively do, you know, this week that'll improve the condition. So you got to be careful about what you put in your brain. I think it's really important as dentists, you have a safe place to go where you can be vulnerable and say, listen, guys, I really screwed this up. You know, I need some help, and be trusted with that vulnerability in a community where people say, hey, listen, I've done that. I made that mistake 10 times. Don't do that again. Because to do it once is okay, but to repeat it is stupid, you know? So I think back to your question, I know it was a long answer, but I mean, it's critical that you're in a group, in a, you know, in a surrounding, in a study club where people say, hey, look, I got your back. Like, I had the same problem in my office. I would never do that again. And here's what I did. And it saves hundreds and hundreds of hours of your life trying to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, we talked about a saying that my uncle's a football coach and specifically a quarterback guru. And he has football camps all over the nation. And I used to be a student of his and coach. And he has a saying, like, accept the risk of leadership. And so, you know, what we're saying today is a theme like, yes, leadership is a risk, and it is lonely, and it is hard, and it's totally worth it. To be a leader and be able to bring people up and improve their lives and help them do things they never thought they'd be able to do before, there's no greater rush in life than to do that. And so with, you know, with great opportunity comes great responsibility. As leaders, we've got to be our best version because those around us are relying on us and are expecting us to help them. And is it hard? Yes. Is it lonely? Yes. Is it risky? Absolutely. Because you're going to fail and screw up sometimes and it's going to, everyone's going to see it. And is it worth it? 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Speak to that, Kirk. You know, because we're saying it's hard, but really what we're saying is it's totally worth it. It's the gig we decided to go into. And now since we're there, let's be the best leader we can.
Yeah. I love how you said that the risk of leadership, because you don't often do that when you go down the path of entrepreneur. And I've had people come up to me, like even my friends, like, doesn't that freak you out that you have so much responsibility on your shoulder? And I'm like, yeah, now that you say that, of course I do. I wasn't really thinking about that. Like, you know, I'm responsible for the well-being of a lot of people. And I don't want to overthink it, but it's true, the responsibility of leadership. And in the second breath, I'm like, I wouldn't want it any other way. I tell my kids this, like, there's no job security in the world. There's none, except entrepreneur. You know, like even with that comes huge risks. And, you know, there's just not a lot of people fighting for private care out there. I mean, you're going to go to lectures, you're going to go to seminars, you're going to see a lot of people telling you how to build your own DSO and sell it for multiples of EBITDA. And you're probably going to give a great portion of your life away in effort to, you know, the sale of your practice is going to be a means to an end where you can buy a sailboat and really take some time off. But I like the other way around it, is that dentistry is an awesome profession if you can think really well. Because here's the other thing. It is a risk being a leader, but your problems are never your problems. Dan Sullivan, who was a great coach, and he said, your problems are, you think about the problems. Like everything that you have, it's a thinking problem. You might be thinking, well, you don't understand. Like, Kirk, I practice in this really tough PPO environment. I guarantee you, within driving distance, we can find somebody who got out of the PPO environment, who makes a lot more money, probably works less, and is less stressed. And what's different between them and you is they think differently about it. You might be thinking, well, patients don't want to pay for dentistry in my environment. You don't understand. I practice in this tough environment. Well, I guarantee you, again, we could find somebody within driving distance or walking distance in your office that charges a lot more, has a lot more fun than you do. And the only thing that separates you from them is how you think. And so I'm a big proponent of whenever you get stuck, whenever you feel stressed, whenever you feel alone, like you gotta protect your thinking. It's what you would tell your kids, think differently about your problem. Maybe the world isn't easier. Maybe you gotta think better in that whole process. But sometimes we can't think because we're putting so much garbage into our brain. People say garbage in, garbage out. No, garbage into your brain, garbage stays. You know, so you got to put the good stuff into your brain and start thinking better. I tell you, whenever I get stressed, I'm surrounding myself with Barrett, my leadership team, a coach, a good mentor, just to do one thing, to change the way I'm thinking so that I can think about a better solution. And there's nothing better than when you as an entrepreneur put something together, even if it's a simple little plan, like a quarterly plan, where you're like, I'm just going to get a few priorities right with my team. Check them off, and then you're going to see what happens quarter over quarter. The priorities get bigger. Your team starts to feel a little confidence. You look at them and go, do you think we could do that? And they go, I think we could do more than that. And you go, really? And in that, you start to co-create something instead of you bringing your brilliant ideas every single quarter on how things could get better in this office. And I go back to say all this is like, I just think there is a huge risk in leadership. Tremendous, but you wouldn't have it any other way. And the challenge is not your problem. The challenge is how you think about the problem.
So ACT Dental, ACT, a community of teams. The word community is right in our name. And it, you know, I think that what we're saying here is it is worth the risk of leadership and put yourself in the right community, surround you through with the right people. So Kirk, talk to us about community, how a single private practicing dentist can surround themselves with the right people, one. And then two, what are the right people?
Okay. And this is so timely because you know, if you're listening to this, you know how the world's been turned upside down. And I just finished a call with Dr. Michael Verber from the Dawson Academy, and this very concept just came up. And I was telling him the story that we had as a company at ACT Dental. About a year ago, when all of the stuff was going around, we sat down as a team, and I thought to myself, listen, we've got all this content. We've got all these best practices. We've got all these systems. All this content is in the center of it. And it's supported by these benefits of a great community on the outside of the circle. And I thought to myself, what if we flip that? Let's make the community the center of the circle. Let's make the people the most important ingredient to this recipe. And then all the other content and best practices are stuff that supports the community. And that's the future of where we're headed as a company is in ACT Dental. And we're going to be telling you about an opportunity that's going to be coming up on October 8th, because we're going to be launching the new ACT community. And, you know, it's something that's happened to us just by listening to dentists, to paying attention to our clients, watching our pro clients and some of the biggest results that they've received. They would be the first to tell you, listen, I knew a lot of this stuff. I just couldn't put it into place. I didn't have a support mechanism. I couldn't have a place where I could feel accountable or being held accountable to. And so you're going to see a lot of this as we roll this out, because it's the future of where we're going. But we've had something, you know, we had a program called Inner Circle prior to this. And that was our 1.0 program. We had quite a few dentists from all over the country coming together. And we were doing it in the Conrad Hotel in downtown Chicago. And it took off. And we had people coming from all over saying, I need this. I got to have this. And Barrett, you and I would have conversations. We're like, man, we just put a ton of content together. We had these big workbooks of some of the best things that we've seen from anywhere. And we were proud of it. They enjoyed it. But the one thing we enjoyed was all watching these people come together. I always love a hug from a great client. But what's more fun was watching clients hug other clients saying, we got to stay connected. I need to know how you did that with your team. And I'll couple that by saying this. I never, ever, ever want to be the smartest person in any room. If I ever wake up, well, first of all, I'm not that smart. But second of all, if I ever wake up and I'm not the smartest person, and I am the smartest, then I'm in the wrong room. And I think you would agree, like, we got to be in a room, in a group, in a cocktail party, in a study club, in a small breakout room where we can feel like we're getting the most out of this. Heck, kids, I have two kids in college, and they tell me, Dad, these big lecture halls, they're great, and I learn a lot, but I never learn as much as I do in our breakout sessions. So even the universities have figured out in small breakout rooms of 12 that the retention factor is higher on these information. Number one. Number two, the kids feel more supported. Number three, they feel more part of something special. Number four, they actually experience what are relationships, authentic, you know, collaboration between human beings. And this is a big, deep subjective pain that dentistry and the world alike is experiencing it. And it's just a foundational, you know, support mechanism for our value system that we're bringing back. So on October 8th, what we're going to do, now you have to be a member of ACT Dental U. And I'll just tell you, ACT Dental U has hundreds of videos from some of the best clinical speakers on the planet. We've had Christian Coachman, we've had Bill Robbins, Bob Margus, you know, some of the greatest, most brilliant minds in all of dentistry, and we continue to have them. So if you're just looking for great education, you're going to find that. And actually, I would challenge you, you're not going to find better clinical education, because we're not a clinical, you know, we're not a clinical leading voice. We're a community that hosts even opposing clinical viewpoints. Do you know what I mean? So like, I think you got to be the product of your own conclusion. So ACT Dental U, which is $99 a month, which is a bargain if you're going to hear some of the best clinical minds. Now, some of these speakers charge $6,000 or even $8,000 or $12,000 a day, but you can hear their masterclasses that are 90-minute masterclasses where they go through all of their best information, followed by a 30-minute question and answer session. That's a no-brainer. And we have hundreds of people back there. And you're going to have to be a member of Act Dental U to see what we're rolling out on October 8th. But on October 8th, you're going to see the next generation of it, where we're going to bring the community alive. You're never going to find anything anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, where you're going to feel more supported by a group of lifelong learners who care about their team, who want to preserve private care, who want to lessen the influence of PPOs in their practice, who are humble, because we kick out the ones that aren't humble because they're not doing anybody's benefit. And really, we don't really have to do that, because I think the thing that's cool about our company is we're big on core values. So we end up attracting the people that care about the same types of things. So it becomes a pretty interesting thing. So on October 8th, make sure, you know, we put some links below so you can register for Act Dental U today. So do me a favor. If you listen to the podcast, just scroll down to the notes. You're going to see the links right there. Or if you're watching this webinar, you, because we're dual purposing, and I'm just telling you that. So you can go right down to the link that you're going to see, and it'll also be in the email that'll follow up. You can click right on it. You can join Act Dental U. If you don't like it, just let us know. I know you won't dislike it. So you can register, and then you can be a part of what we're going to be launching on October 8th, which you'll be one of the first, you know, members that'll be have an opportunity to see what this is all about. And Barrett, did I leave anything out?
No, I think you covered it. I mean, we're in the middle of an information age where information flows at the speed of light. And the challenge with that is we don't know the quality of the information going through our ears and reaching our brain. And there's so much advice out there, so much information out there that, again, as a lonely leader, we're looking for what's the right thing to do. Who's the right people to listen to? What's the right opinion to buy into? And it's hard to know unless you surround yourself with people with same core values, similar core purpose, with the same level of humility, ability to be vulnerable, and all with the added goal of like, hey, we just want to be our best and let's do it together and help one another get there. So in the U, we're transitioning. We're improving the U from a clinical masterclass group to not only that, but this community of dentists that are going to help one another study the best practices in running a private dental practice and help one another be better. All of myself and every dentist on here has had the experience where I'm in inner circle and Kirk has said, isn't leading people really hard? And to look around and see other dentists that I know are really good leaders, really good clinicians, just kind of like drop your head and say, yeah, and kind of take a deep breath. And you can feel and see like, oh, I'm not alone. Other people, other seasoned dentists have these same challenges and it's okay. So all of a sudden you say, I'm not alone. I'm not a failure. I'm not a bad leader. I just have the same challenges as everyone else. And so that's such a great feeling when you become part of that community and that you stop feeling self-conscious about your perceived shortcomings and say, other people have the same problems. I'm going to help them. They're going to help me. I have the right people that are feeding my brain the information in a positive, inspiring way, and let's go. And it's a lot more fun when you have those kind of people versus watch, you know, on Facebook, other places where you're like, I don't know if that's good information or not. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know if that's right for me. There's a million different ways to do dentistry. You got to find the right way for you. And that's what we're here to do for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody likes being on a bus that's going somewhere fun. So my hope is this, and I'll kind of wrap this up with a couple of questions. Number one, do you feel alone running your practice? Do you feel a little bit overwhelmed with your practice and your life? And you're like, oh, this has just got to be easier. My next question is, do you care about your team? If the answer is yes, then join us. Would you like to create some progress for your life and your practice and just make systems a little bit easier and get some of the best practices? And would you like to be in a room where people are vulnerable and tell you the truth instead of being around people who are like, hey, look how great my dentistry is and how awesome my practice is. And I just bought another home and another boat, which that just gets old. And I'm not opposed to those things. Don't get me wrong. But when I'm going to a room of dentists talking about that, I'm in the wrong room. I need to be in a place where people are like, hey, listen, I have the same type of situation going on in my office. Learned a few things, man. I love my family and I like it when my practice gets a little bit better. And I would tell you this, dentistry is an amazing profession. And you might be looking at the world going, it's getting hard. Not going to debate that. But we can't wish it's going to get easier. We got to wish we were better. And that's what we're offering on October 8th. Just be a part of the community. Come on, join Act Dental U now. You'll be so happy that you did. Barrett and I are happy to schedule calls with you if you want to know a little bit more, or even if you got bigger problems than just that. I mean, that's what we're here for. You have one opportunity to live a life and create a better practice and a better life for not only you, but your team and your family. And I'm just going to encourage you to do it. So make sure you check out those links below. And like I said, on October 8th, you'll be very happy. You'll be part of an incredible community that'll make you feel supported, not so alone, and just enjoy the future of dentistry. So thanks for listening today. We appreciate you guys. Even if you have a general question, feel free to reach out to us, Kirk at Act Dental or Barrett at actdental.com. And we're so happy to help you. But hope you guys enjoy your day. And we will see you on October 8th. Have a great day, everybody. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.